Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid defend Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker after his speech. The Mavs beat the T-Wolves in game one of the Western Conference Finals in Minnesota. And Grant Frerking from On3 joins us to talk college football recruiting and the On3 series event. Check it out and more on the Thirstiest of Thursdays here on Crane & Company. All right, everybody listening, thank you guys. Whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, y'all know the drill. If you haven't left a five-star review, we really appreciate it if you do. Keep sharing the show. It's the right thing to do. Now, we all know that team culture is one of the most important aspects of winning. It's one of the three pillars of winning we talk about all the time. It can make up for talent in some areas. It pushes players to maximize their abilities and potential. And it creates a place where teammates can really be themselves. You can really get to know everybody, and that helps you play better together. It's developing chemistry. And in the case of the Kansas City Chiefs, it can let players know that not only do their teammates have their backs, but their coaches do as well. Now, after Harrison Butker was drugged through the mud by the media and people who don't understand context of his speech or just want to keep pushing their bias and negative attitude onto us, Chiefs head coach Andy Reid and star quarterback Patrick Mahomes were quick to defend Butker after getting some gotcha questions from an obviously biased media. Now, we're going to play those clips in a minute. It's great stuff. But to me, the most important part of this whole fiasco and the rebuttal by the coach and the quarterback isn't about what Butker said or what they said. It's that some of the most important pieces of the Chiefs unit weren't afraid to have his back, knowing the backlash that it would create, good, bad, or indifferent. Because we live in a world today where people are afraid to say what they truly think or talk about what they believe is right because of how the media will spin it or people around them will look at them or make them out to be some evil bigot or sexist. One great example is how so many high-profile female athletes, coaches, or figures won't stand up to keep men out of women's sports. Anyone with a fully functioning brain knows that it's ridiculous for men to be in women's sports, but the fear of losing sponsorships or branding scares the most important people who could comment on it away from saying the obvious. Hollywood is another great example of people who are too cowardly to actually stand up for what they believe. We have so many people that have sacrificed their lives in our past for our ability to give our opinion unencumbered that it's sickening to see how society spits in their face today by hiding away out of fear. It's truly cowardly. So while the actual substance of what Butker said is important when it's contextualized the right way, the fact that high-profile figures around him actually defended him because they know what he said isn't ridiculous in the face of a biased media is unbelievably refreshing. And I wish that could lead to more of it happening. But we all know it probably won't. I'm going to bring in my co-host, former Michigan quarterback David Cohn, who had a great get off my lawn on this yesterday. My brother, former Western State Colorado wide receiver Blaine Crane. And, you know, again, obviously what Harrison said, when it's put in the right context and you understand, isn't crazy. But it's just so nice to see important people, especially important people that are attached to the guy that is attached to the so-called problem, come out and say, what he said isn't ridiculous. We know who Harrison Butker is. You guys are the ones that are trying to make this sound crazy. It's just so nice to hear that after you have these other people that are so scared to death to actually take a stand or take a stance because it's quote unquote unpopular.
Well, yeah, I said my piece yesterday on the substance of what Harrison Butker said. This was about a half hour before Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid came out. And obviously, just me personally, I do think there is an attack on a traditional way of life right now, which I think is fairly problematic. And I say that as someone who doesn't necessarily agree with everything Harrison Butker touched on. I say that as someone who's not Catholic or ever even participated in the traditional Latin Mass that he was advocating for. But this past week has been a masterclass in the way to handle responses and the way to handle PR from this Chiefs organization, especially when there's something that goes this viral. I mean, this was the biggest story in sports for the last week. And the daughter of the Kansas City Chiefs owner and the wife of the Kansas City Chiefs owner both came out in the last week. I thought they gave fantastic answers and I enjoyed hearing their perspective, to be honest, as women on this topic. But now the biggest names in the sport, Andy Reid and quarterback Patrick Mahomes, back-to-back Super Bowl champions, come out and they defend their guy. This is is the type of winning culture that it takes to hoist the Lombardi Trophy, and I'm not surprised from guys like this. And actually, I'm proud of them for coming out and defending their guy.
Well, Blaine, knowing your guys have your back, and listen, that's not even saying that you have to agree with everything that somebody says. Dissent is good. Dissent is not the problem. Not agreeing is not the problem. It's the fact that we live in sports. Media is awful about this. Media in general. But we live in a world now where it's, oh, you have people say, oh, well, I disagree with what you're saying. This makes you a terrible person. But hey, you have to agree with everything that I'm saying. It's unbelievably hypocritical.
Yeah, and I thought Patrick Mahomes did a great job of coming out and saying, I judge Harrison Butker off who he is every day in the facility, at practice. And Patrick came out and said how good of a guy he is. And I do think when it comes to the Chiefs culture, I mean, you can bring this up. You can bring the Rashee Rice thing up right now and the way the Chiefs are handling that, which I think the way they're handling that is phenomenal. But it's not about who come, what guys come out, but who are the guys, right? You have Patrick Mahomes, the leader of the team, quarterback, the it factor, Mr. Guy, Mr. Football, the guy who takes you to the promised land. Not only him, but your head coach, one of the best to ever do it, and Andy Reid. There are some guys who I'm not surprised didn't show up. All right, one of them is Travis Kelce. Between the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift has already came out and demonized Harrison Butker. And the problem is this. Oh, yeah.
She did.
With a tweet. And the problem is this. It's most of the people probably haven't even listened to the speech.
No.
They probably haven't even listened to it. They see whoever they're polarized in their life, whatever famous person or whatever media they get it from. They saw it, they got put in a certain light, and now they believe it. And that's a problem we have in this society. They don't see it for themselves. Harrison Butker was at a Catholic school doing it, but you have your head coach, your star quarterback come out, and even the owners of the Chiefs came out, like you mentioned, said, we have Harrison's back. And even if we don't think he's right, right? Dissent, exactly what Jake said, will be the death of us if we just sit in the echo chamber for the rest of our lives.
Well, yeah, and again, to me, it's... It's not even an echo chamber. It's hypocrisy. It's, hey, you know, democracy, we you know, democracy's under threat, right, by this group of people. So what do? Let's go after them. Let's go after them politically and use the law against them. Mm. Like, it's saying don't do this while you do it. It's rules for thee, but not for me. It's people saying, oh, yeah, free speech. We should have free speech. This is great. Oh, but you're saying something that goes against what I believe? That's not free speech. That's hate speech. You wouldn't be able to say that. I wish we could get to a point, because again, dissent is good. Dissent moves us forward. I don't want people to agree with everything that I say. I don't want us to agree on everything. For example, if I say, you know what? I think Auburn's going 9-3 this year. And you say, you know what? No, Jake, I think Auburn's going 7-5.
Oh,
or whatever. At the end of the day, I'm not going to be like, David hates me because he disagrees with me. And it's good that we disagree. We can all still love college football. But we will never move forward in totality as a country. We will be stuck in this tribal, for lack of a better term, bullshit stage that we're in, where nobody can move forward because everybody hates everybody so much that you don't even listen. The Harrison Butker speech. Didn't even listen to it. If you listen to that whole speech and you think that he's saying women shouldn't be able to work, then you're either just a stupid person or you're so biased and so tribal in what you believe, you won't let your brain allow you to hear what he's actually saying.
So let me ask you both this then, because obviously a lot of comparisons are being drawn to Colin Kaepernick voicing his opinion. And, you know, I do think that I've never been a part of this, you know, shut up and dribble crowd.
No,
you know, I think Laura Ingraham made a mistake when she said that about LeBron James. If that were the case, the three of us as former athletes wouldn't be given a platform to voice.
Yeah, that was a dumb thing.
Yeah, to voice our opinion here. But I will never criticize someone for not stepping up and offering an opinion on something. I'm really happy that Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes both came out and did this, but I wouldn't have criticized them if they didn't. It's the old Michael Jordan story, right? Michael Jordan was getting pulled in a lot of different directions to get involved in a primary race in North Carolina, or not primary, but a Senate race in North Carolina. And he said, that's not my expertise, you know, and the whole Republicans buy sneakers too ended up being the headline of that. But I'm not getting involved in that. I'm a basketball player and I'm not worried about that. And a lot of people criticize Michael Jordan. And I won't criticize someone for not getting involved. But if you do decide to give your opinion on a matter, the way Harrison Butker did in this scenario or the way that Colin Kaepernick did, then that opens the door for all of us to give our opinion on their opinion.
Yes. And again, just because I don't care who you voted for. I really don't. I honestly really don't. When it comes to the political stuff. That's why, again, we're at the Daily Wire, but we really don't touch it outside of crazy stuff like the men and women sports. I value other people's opinion. I will listen to your opinion, even if it goes against everything that I believe, and try and hear what you're saying and understand. I think that's why I feel like everybody should have to go to, if they get a chance, go see Omaha Beach or go to Normandy and hear the story of like all these people in the past that have taken bullets and bombs and grenades and take it. Who knows if, I don't know if reincarnation is real or this, that's real. You only may get one shot at life, and people sacrifice maybe that one shot they had at being on this earth so we could actually say what we think and not be afraid to say what we think. And we live in a world today with the men and women sports stuff, and it's so political and it's so tribal that people are afraid to say what they think, which is the exact opposite of what all these people fought for. That's what fascism is. That's what dictators want. That's what they do over in Russia and China, where they censor what you say. You have to be afraid to say what you really believe, because if you say it, don't get the vaccine. Oh, you don't get the vaccine, you can't work anymore, or stuff like that. We've had too many people die and too many people fight and too many people lay down their lives to be able, for us to be able to say what we actually think and be like, you know what, David, you may say this and I may disagree with it, but I respect your right to say it and I'll listen to what you have to say. And at the end of the day, we can shake hands and disagree. Dissent moves us forward. Maybe we can find a common ground, but we find no common ground in today's world. And that's the saddest part.
Did the Chiefs three-peat?
I hope so now.
The Chiefs three-peat?
Wouldn't surprise me.
They're not going to be worse.
Last year's roster, if they want it.
Yeah, they're not going to be worse. But I want to play this clip. Let's start with Andy Reid, because this is fantastic stuff. All right, saying what you actually believe, and you can tell he believes it. And he says it only the way that Andy Reid can say it. Let's play this clip.
With so many women just on staff here and in the building, if, I mean, his comments kind of touched on women in the workforce. I mean, what do you tell them if they come to you with a concern about players speaking ill of, you know, women in general?
Yeah, that hasn't happened. I don't think he was speaking ill to women, but he has his opinions, and we all respect that. I let you guys in this room, and you have a lot of opinions that I don't like.
It's the truth. It's the truth.
I love this man.
It's so good. It's so good because it's so true. I let all y'all in here to ask me questions, and y'all got opinions that I don't like. But no, Andy Reid, that was a perfect answer because they're trying to get you.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying to get you. Which, look, we know how the media is nowadays, so it's one of the reasons we started this show. But let's play Patrick Mahomes' rebuttal to it as well. Get him pee.
I know Harrison. I've known him for 7 years. And I judge him by the character that he shows every single day. And that's a good person. That's someone who cares about the people around him, cares about his family, and wants to make a good impact in society. When you're in the locker room, there's a lot of people from a lot of different areas of life, and they have a lot of different views on everything. And we're not always going to agree. But and there's certain things that he said that I don't necessarily agree with, but I understand the person that he is, and he's trying to do whatever he can to lead people in the right direction. And that might not be the same values as I have, but at the same time, I'm going to judge him by the character that he shows every single day. That's a great person, and we'll continue to move along and try to help build each other up to make ourselves better every single day. But at the end of the day, we're going to come together as a team, and I think that'll help out as well as eliminating those distractions outside the building as well.
Damn, that sounds like a Super Bowl champion.
Sounds like that's what leaders sound like. And again, he even said, it's what you said, do I agree with everything that Harrison Bucker said in his speech? No. But do you know if somebody talks that long, the odds of me agreeing with everything that we do a show, we know each other very well. We're like brothers. Hell, me and Blaine actually are by blood brothers. But we do a show for an hour and a half every day. We never always typically agree on the same thing. That doesn't mean we hate each other. That doesn't mean that we're afraid to say it. It's almost sad that this is refreshing. That it's he said what he really thinks.
Yeah.
Man, in America, that's really refreshing. But that's what we've done. We've pigeonholed, and it's everybody's fault.
Yeah.
It's everybody's fault.
We're all accountable.
We're all accountable for it, which means we all have to be.
We're doing our part. I mean, all you can do is put your opinions.
I'm doing my part. Yeah.
Put your opinions out in the public square.
It's a Starship Troopers situation. But speaking about doing your part, if let's say you're not happy with your sports book or who you're betting with right now, well, guess what? I'm going to do my part and tell you about the best part about doing this whole betting thing. And that's our friends over at betonline.ag. And it's not just sports. You can bet on politics, all type of stuff they have over there, whatever tickles your fancy. I'm sure they're going to have some great stuff for the debates as well. They give you multiple options, and They pride themselves on their higher than average betting limits of up to $25,000. The website, really easy to navigate. You get your payouts quick. There's multiple ways to get your payouts. We never have a problem. It's easy. It's 123 ABC, whatever that Michael Jackson song was. And if you go to betonline.ag, this isn't .com, it's not .org, it's not .fed, it's betonline.ag. If you go over there today and you use the promo code Booster, that's B-O-O-S-T-E-R, you get a 50% instant deposit bonus. It's instant, Blaine. 50, of up to $1,000. All right, that's betonline.ag. Use the promo code Booster, B-O-O-S-T-E-R. Bet Online, where the options are endless. And David, so is the what?
So is the fun.
The fun. Y'all have to have it. Let's go to the Booster Club. Here quickly, phone lines will open 245-1855-236-3228. We'll put a minute on the clock, let you call in, and get your fun on.
All right, Chad, hit that like, hit that subscribe button. If you donate and it's on topic, it will get read quickly. I'm pretty sure Taylor Swift tweeted that. If she didn't, I don't want to get sued. So allegedly, let's throw that in there. We're going to start off with the chaplain, the BC chaplain. Says, even the he has to write to the opinion folks get on my nerves. Yes, he has a right to his opinion, but let's be honest, he was up there spitting facts.
Yeah, and I agree with a lot of what he said. I don't agree with every single thing that he said, but I think the most important part is you're entitled to your opinion, and you shouldn't get fired for your opinion unless your opinion is to do something crazy, like go try and blow something up or something. That's a totally different can of worms there. But the regardless if you agree or you disagree, the ability to go up there and say that at a place that you were invited to go speak at because of your views and the way you look at things, it's sad that we have to point out how great that is in today's world.
All right, let's go to Melissa Sweetheart Honeybee. What a name. What's up, Melissa? He says, well said, intelligent, educated, refreshing, indeed, respectful, dignified. Amen, brothers. Tell that to my brother who told me I have no faith in men. Y'all guys are amazing.
Well, you put in there anytime. Can you talk to my wife?
Melissa, please. All right, let's go to Daniel H. Daniel, what's up, brother? Says, can we get an update on the Rashee Rice situation and how far do you think Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs will go this year?
Well, they're the champs till they're not to me. Again, you look at that roster they had offensively. Like, the scariest part about what the Chiefs did last year was the defense carried them a lot. Like, really, you start getting to the point where it's that balanced and we know their offense is going to be better. Now, with Rashee Rice, I do believe some of those charges were dropped. I want to make sure we're as up to date as possible on where that is. But I believe part of the charges were dropped. We need to double check on that because I don't want to give you the wrong
opinion. I have one update here on Rashee Rice, which is the Chiefs wide receiver room is the fastest in the NFL. Hollywood Brown, 4.27 40-yard dash. Xavier Worthy now, 4.21 40-yard dash. Rashee Rice, 119 miles per hour.
This is terrible. All right, let's go to Ben. He said, what Harrison Bucker said until like 30 years ago was by and large the accepted goal for families. Doesn't feel like the world is much different now.
Yeah. Well, it's much different, but I think people, like you said earlier, Blaine, either didn't listen to the whole speech or got shown a soundbite and then ran with it, or you have nefarious motives and we see this all the time. You take one clip and you make it sound like it's something totally different and taking it down a different rabbit hole so you can get clicks or engagement farm or race bait or dog whistle or whatever it is nowadays. We just call it pulling a Jemele Hill. But, at the end of the day, again, regardless if it's 30 years ago, regardless if it's right now, regardless if it's views that are majorly accepted or that are just in the minority. The fact that you can go up there and be able to give your opinion and express your opinion and have people that aren't afraid to defend you when they agree with your opinion is something that should be 100% American and across the board. We should all agree on that.
It's cancel culture. It's what it is.
Yeah.
Well, and social media. Social media plays it.
For
when
sure.
You talk about, well, they've seen a couple seconds of a clip. Well, how do they see it? They see it on social media.
On TikTok,
they can give their opinion and they can say things anonymously. I mean, we wouldn't have been talking about this kind of a story that someone's a commencement speech someone's given before social media. And possibly too, there's some insecurities from people. Maybe they're not as far along with their own families or their life as they want to be. And they react to something like this because it hits very close to home. And a lot of that stuff is understandable.
And look, again, it's just one of those things where I feel like you should have the right to say it.
Let's go to Kevin 03. Says, love to see the support from Bucker's teammates and coach. What's your best experience of backing up a teammate or being backed up?
Well, we had a pretty good fight in high school against the guys from Smith Station, where half the guys from the football team showed up when this one dude was, these three dudes were giving problems to me, actually. Shout out to my boy JD. You know who I'm talking about. That's probably, I don't know how much I can actually talk about that on here. Well, screw it. I was at a basketball game. We were playing Smith Station, which I got friends that went to Smith Station. And this one guy, I forgot what it was, somebody threw popcorn at somebody. I guess they thought it was me that threw it in there. This guy kept saying something to me, and so I was saying something back to him. And so game gets done. I'm walking into the parking lot, and these three guys are following me that were from Smith Station. And so I turn around in the parking lot. It's just me. And I'm like, you know, like, guys, what's going on? Like, I'm 18 years old. I'm a senior. And, you know, obviously they were acting like they wanted to do something, like they wanted to fight. And all of a sudden I felt somebody tap me on my shoulder. And I turned around, and it was our running back. It was two offensive linemen, our tight end, two defensive linemen. And all of a sudden those guys from Smith Station slowly just walked away. Speaking of cowardice. But I would say that's probably a great example.
There you go.
Tony, you got one?
Nah, not right here in the moment.
All right, let's go to Bo Molinari.
We're going to go with that.
Molinari.
How do you spell it?
No, we're not. We'll go with Molinari.
Okay, we're going to go with Molinari.
God, is he...
You got this.
I got it. All right, let's go. He says, yeah, I grew up in a Catholic town. People being shocked about this is as believable as folks being shocked that baseball players used steroids back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day. You mean like yesterday? No, again, it is... We live in a war. We're in Dr. Seuss world right now. We're in Where's Waldo world. But speaking about Where's Waldo world, so that Scott Scheffler video is pretty interesting there, Dave.
Yeah. Oh, you want to get to that one first? Let's bring that up.
Yeah. So
the Scottie Scheffler arrest video is live, but not from the body cam, from all the way across the street.
Yeah. So apparently they tried to, remember the police officer tried to make it sound like he was Vin Diesel from Fast and the Furious 4. Turns out you're really just Paul Blart from the Paul Blart movies. Let's play this. See,
that's the entrance across the street.
This is the entrance. He just pulls the car to the right. Oh boy,
what's that flying elbow? That's a people's elbow.
Like, you said he drugged you with the car and you arrested him for this? This is second degree is, oh.
You're so cooked.
The Louisville PD, and then y'all said y'all were going to let the video do the talking? Well, maybe.
They said that?
Oh, yeah. Maybe you think it was going to go like this. If I was Scott Scheffler, now that the charges may not get dropped, now I'm going to need that civil suit.
He's going to get the key to the city.
I'm coming for everything.
Oh, I'm going to need all of it. Y'all going to have to it's going to be the Louisville Cardinals. Y'all going to be the Louisville Schefflers before this is done with. This is, and listen, we support the police. I am 100% thankful for the police and firemen and everybody that the civil service, military service, all that stuff. But that doesn't mean that I can't call out something stupid when something stupid happens.
Look at this.
This looks
Look
bad.
At this.
Y'all got a bunch of people in CSC event staff jackets over here trying to act like Scott Scheffler was the monkey off Rampage.
First thing, you need to have your body cam on. Like, that's the one thing with me. It's like, look, I back the blue. I believe in the police and everything. But you have to have a body camera on.
Yeah.
You have to. You didn't have a body cam on in this situation, immediately thrown out.
Well, I thought they were dropping the charges. Are they not?
Well, no, they're running with it. I'm heard like they're running with it for the clout.
No, like if
for the clout.
Yeah. Listen, if I'm Scott Scheffler, I tried to be nice.
Yeah.
I put out a statement trying to be nice, just doing the old quiet golfer. I just want to go home with my son. Now you have pissed me off. Now I'm going to come for everything. So I want your name. I want your name, I want your name, I want your boss's name, and I want his boss's name. And we're about to play a game called Do You Know How Rich I Am?
And the thing about it, you had an out. You had an out.
Dude, Scheffler,
if you're ever
going
to do it to anybody, the person you did it to is Scottie Scheffler, one of the nicest guys I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
If you talk to him, he'd drop everything, you let him go, it'd be in the past.
Apology.
It'd be in the past.
Yeah.
But like, there's something about pissing the nice guys off.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that.
Imagine getting arrested, then you go out and shoot 66. See, I was thinking about trying that maybe next time before our next round of golf. Maybe just try and get arrested.
He eagled hole one.
You know they say there's two type of angry people. There's the person you see yelling at the cashier because they won't take their coupons and making an ass of themselves in front of everybody in Kroger. And then you have the cashier that gets yelled at by these people once or twice a week for 7-8 years. Then just comes in with an AK-47 one day.
I feel like Scott
Scheffler's not going to do that, but he's going to come in and verbally.
That's his golf club.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You want them P90Xs.
I'd be more worried if Scott Scheffler walked in with an 8-iron than an AK-47.
He knows the exact distance he's hitting that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. 3.5 feet to the face.
Next one up here. Mavs, huge win over the Timberwolves yesterday. Great game, man. I'm done betting against the Dallas Mavericks. I'm done doing it, man.
This is what I told you. And I went against my own rule. I said, I'm done betting the NHL straight up. I'm done betting the NBA straight up. I'm only taking totals. That's it. Overs and unders. I'm done. After yesterday, because look, Luka didn't play well for 3 quarters. He turned it on in the fourth. But Minnesota was the better team, I felt like, the whole game yesterday. And I know McDaniels shot just way out of his mind. But Minnesota looked like a team that was playing. The Mavs looked like they were just, Kyrie kept them in it in the first half, kept them in it a little bit in the second half, and then Luka took over in the fourth quarter. But I'm done betting NBA totals. I'm done. And I'm shocked that Minnesota wasn't able to stick the knife all the way in when they had them. Because they had them at multiple points.
I'm surprised.
At multiple points. Because that's who Minnesota's been, though. Anthony Edwards, Gobert, and Cat.
That's how they put the Nuggets away.
That's exactly right. And you can't do it against Dallas at home, I would rather play Dallas than Denver.
If you're going to run 2 7-footers and we're going to get beat in the rebounding, something's messed up.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You got beat by 8 when it comes to rebounding. We have to run a different set then. And you got to remember, like, the Nuggets came out and said it felt like the Timberwolves were built to beat them. I feel like you can look at the Mavericks and the kind of way they're built, and they can give Timberwolves some trouble. If you're going to run 2 7-footers out there, like, the Mavs are going to space the floor. They're going to space the floor on you. I mean, and there's not a guy on that team.
But I'm not worried about Lively shooting. I'm not worried about Gafford shooting.
Yeah, I mean, like, Luka and Kyrie combined
for
66.
You're not going to be able to solo Luka and Kyrie.
Well, again, even if you have those two big guys out there, somebody's got to play the 5 and the 4. So we're talking about doubling them with guards or switching off screens and switching to doubles. But again, the rebounding is a problem. That's the whole point. Luka didn't do anything really until the fourth quarter, and he went off. And it's funny, we look at Luka's stat line, and everybody says, wow, incredible. Then you look at Jason Tatum's stat line, and everybody says, oh, wow, he didn't play well. You want to know why? Because it's recency bias, and it's fourth quarter bias, and that's a real thing. One guy showed up in the fourth quarter, the other guy didn't, and that's what it is. But the rebounding is the problem. It's not the doubling Luka. It's not doubling Kyrie and all that. You can't say, you know what? We're going to play 2 7-footers because we want to win the rebounding battle and control the paint, and then not control the paint. And then let Luka beat you in the fourth quarter. And then let Kyrie keep the Mavericks in the game. That's the biggest problem that I have.
Well, Luka and Kyrie combined for 63 points, which is not surprising. They do that all the time. They do that a lot of times and still lose the basketball game. And especially, I'm looking at the Timberwolves here. Naz Reid balled again off
balled
the bench,
again.
15 points. The Timberwolves had two scores in double figures off of the bench. But another thing worth talking about, Mavericks, 16 of 17 from the free throw line. They only missed one free throw. Timberwolves, 11 of 18.
It's crazy. No matter the level of talent of basketball, NBA, high school, middle school, it comes down to free throws and turnovers.
Yeah. Well, again, there were points, and I believe it was Anthony Edwards. And this just shows you, like, I will say this. I thought Kyrie was way more aggressive coming out in the game last night than he has been.
Well, you know why.
And why?
Well, Anthony Edwards came out and talked shit about him.
Well, I mean, again, I don't know why you would do that or poke the bear with Kyrie, because Kyrie ain't going to say a ton, or at least he hasn't lately. Something that again surprised me was it felt like Minnesota would pull away, and then there'd be a couple turnovers, just stupid turnovers, unforced turnovers, right? There was twice where Anthony Edwards just threw the ball in the stands on passes. One time right before half, you're up 6. Minnesota's up 6 with the ball, can dribble the clock out. Anthony Edwards throws one over the head of, I can't remember who it was, it may have been McDaniels, it may have been Naz Reid, into the crowd with 5 seconds. Kyrie gets the ball, takes it all the way down the court, gets an and one, makes a free throw. Now you're down 3. With the way that McDaniels shot the ball in the first half, the way that Minnesota shot the ball from 3, they were like 11 of 24 from 3 in the first half, and we're only up 3 at halftime. Only up 3 at halftime. So
is it one of those things when the Timberwolves are better as underdogs?
We'll see. Well, see, that may be how things turn here.
Well, they won the first two and then dropped two at home against Denver when everybody started, you know, feeling them. So,
all right, we're about to get Grant in here in person, which we're really excited about. So before he comes in, we could do one of two things. Either one, we could talk about how the Phillies are off to the best start since the 0-1 Mariners.
I know Jake would love to talk.
Or we could just go ahead and knock out our Want to Bet series since you're heading out to London this evening.
I sound like you're from London.
So I can't see what I'm accused of when I come back this time. let's save the wanna bets. I do want to give the Phillies their flowers. And I know Ryan Gade right now is probably doing the farmer friends
he's
from the bottom
in
his overalls. He's like, oh, tell me about it. I will say this. As a Braves fan, and again, I just want Major League Baseball to be good. I'm happy for the Phillies. All right, this is great. But what's happened in the past typically is the Phillies have started off slow. And then they've picked it up and snuck in the playoffs, and they're playing their best ball at the end of the year. And then they just sneak around and somehow get past the Braves and send the Braves home. I don't mind this. I'm glad y'all are coming out of the gates hotter.
We'll reverse that.
Because guess what? It's oh, low. I hope y'all are playing the worst you possibly could.
Usually I would feel the same way. It's May. You know, why are we even talking about it? But here's what really got me worried. Yesterday when someone brought up, hey, y'all are off to the best start since the 2001 Mariners. Remember the King Griffey Jr. team, Randy Johnson, A-Rod? A-Rod, I can't remember. A-Rod was still on that team or if he had already gone to the Rangers. But they brought that up, and the response from the Phillies was, yeah, and what'd they win? Because infamously, that team tied the record at 116 wins, didn't win the World Series. The Phillies, right now, they're kind of in that mindset of, hey, we're trying to dominate the league right now.
We ain't even in June yet.
All right.
We're not even in June.
Those
dog days are
starting to not smell
David,
good.
You do not say positive things about the Phillies on here. You do not. You do not say positive.
Should I start picking the Phillies? Ooh. That's maybe what we really should start testing out.
Tell you what.
I should start picking them.
I love you so much.
Come on.
He passed the curse. Let's start picking them. Now we're really going to find out who's cursed.
Yeah. He passed the curse.
Huh?
Pass it. Tuberculosis onto it. But,
Philly's future World Series champs.
Speaking about feeling bad, guys, we don't like the H word. I'm not going to say the H word. You go out, you have a couple drinks.
Oh, I was thinking of a
drink. You know, maybe you're not. Easy. You have a couple drinks. We all know that feeling the next day. But what if I told you there was a way to be proactive and preactive to not feel as bad the next day if maybe you and the boys want to go out and get a couple libations or something like that? What if I were to tell you that, Blaine? What would you say?
I'd be like, tell me more.
Tell me more.
Yes, that's exactly right. You are intrigued, and here's why. Because with ZBiotics, they've literally invented magic, all right? What is ZBiotics? It's the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists like David Cohn and others to tackle rough mornings after drinking. And here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, which surprised me, all right, that's to blame for how you feel the next day. Well, ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. A Great Wall of China is this thing. It's designed to work like your liver, but in your gut where you need it the most. So you drink ZBiotics before you drink alcohol. And remember, drink responsibly and get a good night's sleep, and you're going to feel a lot better than you would the next day if you did it. So go to ZBiotics.com/booster to try this magical potion and get 15% off your first order with code Booster, B-O-O-S-T-E-R at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money back guaranteed. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, which you won't be, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. That's Big Z, Biotics, BIOTICS.com/booster. Y'all know how to spell it. Then use the code Booster at checkout for 15% off your order and 100% off feeling bad the next day. That's ZBiotics. Guess what? It works.
It really
fight me.
Works.
What how terrifying I look
it
right
really
now.
Works.
I don't think you look terrifying. Also, before we bring Grant in here, I believe Grant's about ready. What are we saying, Mission Control? Grant about ready?
Mission Control.
Not all right. I appreciate
great answer.
I appreciate your honesty. Well, he has a luscious head of hair. Let's
Mission
play
Control.
The new Daily Wire Jeremy's Razor commercial that everybody's loving. Let's go ahead and play this bad boy real quick. Play clip 9. Did it.
Oh, hey, I'm Jeremy Boring, CEO of Daily Wire and founder of Jeremy's Razors. Woke razor companies love to take your money while trampling on your values. Me? I just love your money.
Cut, cut, cut!
What the hell is this?
Hey. Nobody calls cut on my set but me.
What, do you run Hollywood now?
Two on the nose.
What is this?
We're filming the commercial for the brand new second generation Jeremy's razor.
Yeah, I get it. We moved our manufacturing out of China. Plus, with the new Sprint 3 and Precision 5 blades, you can shave like a man, not a manifesto. But who's he?
I'm Black Jeremy, huge fan. Do you mind if we get a selfie?
Oh yeah, come on.
Look, we talked about this. Customers want diversity. Customers want inclusion. Customers want Black Jeremy.
And for the commercials to be less macho, can we please lose the flamethrower and the car? It's overcompensating and we need—
Who are you?
I'm Jessica. I've been following you around half naked for 2 years.
Oh, but that makes you some kind of expert on advertising. Besides, don't you think it's a little insulting to Black people?
Oh, we prefer people of color.
Don't you think it's a little insulting to Black people of color that instead of giving them their own roles to play, you just recast them as a beloved white character?
Hell yeah, it is.
We don't do it for people of color. We do it for liberal white women. I'll spell it out for you. Liberal white women make most of the purchasing decisions for the family, so happy commercials with people of color smiling at each other make them feel hella virtuous.
Bitches love to feel virtuous.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
That's why there's no white people in commercials anymore?
Exactly.
But that's so...
gay? Sorry, I'm the body positivity hire.
You are so brave.
What is even happening right now?
Think of all the razors you'll sell.
And don't forget Jeremy's shampoo and conditioner.
They are excellent products.
Hey, what if I play your character a little less bitchy?
Unbelievable. Jeremy's Razors isn't for liberal white women. It's for men. Conservative men. So stop giving your money to woke corporations who hate you. Give it to me instead.
Hey, liberal white ladies. You know what's up.
Go to jeremysrazors.com now and buy the new radically redesigned second-gen razors featuring sharper, longer-lasting blades and superior durability. Now in more inclusive 3 and 5 blade models.
So, yeah. That's hilarious. We worked epic with the best engineers to bring you a truly top-quality razor. It's not made in China. And today we're proud to announce that not only have we brought you a new radically designed razor and the second greatest commercial ever, but the Gen 2 is now available for sale on Amazon. Not in the Amazon, well, it might be, but on Amazon. And selling on Amazon means reaching even more people who want to shave like a man, not a manifesto. So within hours of the second greatest commercial ever being released, Jeremy's Precision 5 razor became the number 2 selling men's razor on Amazon. Every win is one more step in winning back the culture. We can't do it without your support. Business is hard. Getting our products into retail happens in several steps, and this is just the first one. In order to become Prime eligible on Amazon, we have to show Amazon the demand for our product. That's where you come in. We need you to head on over to Amazon right now. Make the Jeremy's Razor second gen the number 1 men's razor on Amazon. Do it. Do it now. But without further ado, I almost said without further review,
we believe
which makes
you
no sense. We would like to welcome Head of On3 Sports Elite. They got the On3 Sports Elite series coming up this next week in Nashville. And look, this guy played wide receiver in the SEC, created a company when he was like 13. I'm going to tell you, I think it may have been 15. Our buddy Grant Froken. Grant,
hey! Thank you for being here.
It's an honor to be
here. Yes, the Studio of Friendship. Welcome to it. The Booster Club. Show this man some love on social. But first, we're going to get to this incredible event that we're going to be at next week. Very excited about that. You guys got tons of recruits coming, celebrities coming. But your story to me is fascinating. You know, we talk about entrepreneurial people and how that's what this country was founded on. But just kind of tell people your story starting from, I mean, the business you started that absolutely blew up.
Yeah. You know, it's funny and it's surreal every time I have an opportunity to talk about it. And thank y'all for having me on. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. And the story's really pretty simple. I'm the youngest of 4. All my siblings, you know, like, God blessed me with, had the opportunity to go play college football. They were all athletes in college. I had a brother played football at Baylor. Sister played basketball at Auburn and another sister played ball at Georgia Tech. So I grew up, you know, in the car with mom and dad, going to games, all the different things. But I always had a keen eye since I was younger for you know, watching the landscapers cut the grass out front. And I loved, you know, watching them, you know, during seventh inning stretch at the Braves game, or,
yeah,
you know, I'm you know, Kansas City is where I was born, but, you know, at a Royals game, watching them, you know, do the field in between. I was always amazed by that. And it was so fascinating to watch for me, like the operational aspect of putting an event on or being in a service-based industry. And so when it got to be sophomore year of high school, I went to a little private school just north of Atlanta, and we had a school project, just like everyone does, where you get to build your own business. And through all my siblings and stuff, and through also playing sports at the high school level, I went to our director of grounds one day and was like, you know, I have the school project. Can you help me with it? And he knew I was fascinated by, you know, the grounds aspect and keeping up with the fields and all the different things. So I went to him, and he's like, man, if you could find a way to become like a large player in the pine straw and mulch industry, you can make a killing. Nobody does it. It's, you know, go to the hardware store, put, you know, trash bags or towels down the back seat, and, you know, you load some mulch up, or you load some bales of pine straw up. If you guys for you know, landscaping and everything, they got to pay their guys by the hour to go do all this monotonous labor. And so I had an idea. I was like, man, like, let's just go door to door, all the friends and family, and then go to all the big commercial landscapers and you know, try to get their business and say, hey, we'll do it better than how y'all are doing it. And so I found a model to where, you know, I didn't pay guys by the hour when everyone else was. I paid my guys by the unit. So everything that they put out, you know, it was all demand-based.
And
it was they're incentivized. If it was a little misty and a little cold outside, they weren't, you know, faking being sick that day. They had a check to go get and put dinner on the table. And so I started at 15. I couldn't even drive yet. I had my permit. My mom was taking me to the nursery, lending me the credit card. And, you know, I go collect the check and everything. And, you know, I'd wait for my dad to tell me how much I ran up that month on buying materials and everything. And so by the time I was 16, you know, got the truck and was still playing three sports. And, you know, my dad told me, you know, when we were younger, he told all of us kids that he was like, look, you guys can either go play a sport in college. He goes, whether you're a walk-on or scholarship, you go, if you're a walk-on, you know, me and mom will pay for your school, or you are going to go get a job and go to school at the same time, but you're not just going to sit there and drink beer and go party the whole time. Yeah. And I was like, let's do both. And so he told me, he's like, look, when you go start a business at 15, 16, 17 years old, every force is going to be against you.
For sure.
You got to get co-signed on everything. Nobody's going to give you a shot. No one's going to give you benefit of the doubt, all the different things. You're going to be the young guy on the block. Couldn't even drive yet. And I just built my service-based industry on kind of three main principles, which was honesty and integrity, answer the phone, and give your customers an answer.
Yeah.
I think all of us have been there before when you're waiting on a contractor to come to your house and they're
for sure
4 hours late. They don't let you know. And at the end of the day, you're just like, man, if you had just told me you're going to be 4 hours late, great. But I waited around all night, missed dinner, and y'all never showed up, or I never got a call, or, you know, I feel like you scammed me out of this or that. And so just by doing those things and building my whole company around it, it took off. And so by the time I graduated from high school in Atlanta, we had a little over 100 employees. We had two branches there. And by the time I graduated undergrad at UT in 21, when I was about to sell it, we had a branch in Nashville, Birmingham, Charlotte.
Dude,
and
that's insane.
So, yeah, and it upscaled. And by the time I was a freshman at UT, we were doing 12 of the 14 SEC campuses. So through that, and then through like just Atlanta contacts, we got like the whole Chick-fil-A portfolio. So we were doing that. Then we were doing all the Marriott and Omni hotels. And man, it was great. And the coolest part about it was, is that building that in high school while also playing a sport and having a social life, but then doing it while in college and being in the College of Business at UT, the Haslam College of Business, I was able to share such a unique perspective in my classes because it was very practical and it was very, you know, take what you learn and not go apply it 3-4 years later once you get your degree. It's, hey, I'm going to go learn this and I get to apply it in a staff meeting for 8 hours later.
How many times were you sitting there in class and you're like, wait a minute, oh my God, like you learned something, like we got to do this, I got to do this right now.
You know what? It's funny you ask that because it wasn't as common that would happen, that it was, I would sit there and be like, man, especially like towards the end of my college career, it's like, it's amazing that I've run what some would consider a decently sized large company, you know, just by employee count, by revenue. Like, I've never heard that term or used that term in my life. And we're all sitting in here to be business students. We're all sitting in here to be entrepreneurs. And I still think to this day, like the most valuable classes I ever took were like undergraduate comm studies classes where you just had to get up in front of your class and deliver a speech and communicate with people. I tell people to this day, like the hardest conversations I ever had weren't sitting there and looking at a P&L or looking there and balancing an income statement. It was, hey, I'm 15, 16, 17 years old, and I got to tell a 45-year-old dad who works for me that he doesn't have a job 3 weeks before Christmas,
yeah.
Right? It was stuff like that that I had to learn, or boarding a flight to go to Tuscaloosa to go play Alabama, and we had an 18-wheeler overturn on Spaghetti Junction in Atlanta.
Dude, like, that is
stuff
such
like
a
that,
crazy
and like how you deal with that isn't taught in a textbook or on yeah. a deck in a classroom.
Well, we always say, you know, the best thing you can learn, regardless of what business you're in, is how to deal with
people. Yeah.
Absolutely. Right. If you're good with people, you can go a long ways. That's why you see these people that major in these things that have nothing to do with people. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I can't go get a job or I can't go make any money. Well, what you're doing has nothing to do with people.
Sure.
And you don't have to get good at interacting with people. There's a lot more, you know, human beings out there that may not know as much about a certain subject, but they're good enough with. If I walked into a restaurant right now and didn't know what was on the menu, if I was good with the person that was ordering, I could probably get away with
100%.
It for a little bit. So, and that's kind of, you know, bled into what you're doing now over at On3. You talk about honesty and integrity. And in a world of the NIL world, and I want you to explain to people,
yeah.
you know, not to actually explain, you know, everything that's ever happened in your life, but what you guys are doing with this On3 Elite and this On3 Elite series in a space that is so Wild West, even up to this point, but you guys have attacked it in an organized way, in a way that breeds integrity. And I think it's something we need in this space to kind of even it out with all the craziness that's around.
Yeah, and look, it kind of leads right into kind of how I got involved in the NIL space and kind of how we led our NIL positioning when we launched On3, you know, coming up on 3 years ago. Was completely in the NIL standpoint, an educational perspective. You know, when I met Shannon, which you guys all know well.
Yeah, love Shannon.
You know, we launched On3 a month after NIL took place. And so here you go, starting a sports media company at the greatest intersection and most exciting part of college sports. And, you know, we sat back and we're like, you know, what's NIL going to be? You saw, you know, the little pizza shop doing a deal with the track and field star, and you yeah. saw, you know, a couple big name athletes doing things with some endemic brands. And, you know, still to this day it's ever changing. But you've seen kind of the model start to come together, and it's led us to all these different fascinating discussions from, you know, rev sharing and, you know, people talking about the employment model. And so we sat back, you know, coming up on 3 years ago, and we're saying, you know, how do we position ourselves now? And I was like, man, like there's an opportunity to go and do education at a very high level, not, you know, check the box and go in there in a slide deck and talk about tax prep and financial yeah. literacy. Yeah. Like, let's go in there and I want to go encourage all these kids to, you know, go build a brand. And what's brand building? Well, you might not be an entrepreneur, but when you're building a brand as a Heisman Trophy finalist or a Biletnikoff, you know, level type athlete, your brand is really a business. You're waking up every single day and managing that business and saying, you know, business, you know, my brand, Jake, that business, Jake LLC, you know, what do I want to go do today? How am I going to be portrayed? How are my fans out there going to view me? How am I going to profit off my name and my image and my likeness? And then how do we build from there? You might not want to be an entrepreneur, but there's a lot of things that translate over from running a business that translate over to you being a high-level athlete and being on a stage and being in front of millions of people and, you know, repping brands and putting their brand associated with your name on social media and all the different things. And so we did that. And then we got, as a media company, larger into kind of the intel and forming relationships piece of it. And so we really took this culmination of these first 2 years and we launched the Elite Series last year for the first time, where we're like, man, these elite athletes, I'm talking about the top 50 prospects.
Oh,
you know,
big time.
In a year, and you know, since 1997, Shannon's issued 32 five-star rankings from Rivals of 24/7 to now. And since 97, 81% of those five stars have gone on to get drafted.
He's basically the Rain Man.
For sure. So for 30 years, there's an 81% hit rate, right?
That's really.
And so we go and we bring these 50 players in the same room, in the same city, and pour into them in an educational aspect. You got guys like Andrew Hawkins, who went, while he was in the league, started a company and went and got a degree from Columbia University. You got Will Compton, who, while he was playing in the league, went and started a multi-million-dollar media brand, right? And you got guys like Will Levis, DeAndre Hopkins, who are coming to speak at that event, who are, you know, doing 4th and 1 ventures with Payne out in Dallas, who is basically modeled a Shark Tank-like venture for current guys in the league. And so you're talking about guys who have put a plan together and capitalized on who they are as players, translated to, man, I got to plan when my playing days are.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's what we want for these guys. Yeah. You know, you can go and you can surround them with all the great people. But like, we want to say, hey, who are the best financial guys in the space? And, you know, we don't need to go talk about how to file your taxes. Like, let's go show them the real numbers of, you know, guys like Antonio Brown that came out yesterday. Guy's broke.
Yeah.
Right? Like, how do you not end up like that?
Yeah.
You know, how do you use your platform to set up generational wealth for you, yourself, your family? And holy cow, you can do that at 17, 18 years old now. You can start that. I mean, you guys, when y'all were in college, y'all did just fine making, you know, that your minimum wage check or, you know, your stipend.
I got
check.
To eat at Outback a couple times.
Right. Yeah. And, you were living just fine. Like, so these guys are making seven figures. Like, dude, here's 10 grand a month. You can't go live off that.
Yeah.
Like, what can you do for your family saving the rest of that? And so, like, let's put everything in perspective. Let's put people in front of them that these guys know. These 17, 18-year-old elite dudes who are going to be playing in the Power Four conferences. Let's put them around people they know, not let me Google who's talking to me. Hey, I watch that guy on Saturdays. You know, I watch that guy on Sundays. I know what that is. And then we make it intimate enough to where, you know, I see you talking on stage. I might raise my hand in the middle of your speech and stop you and ask you a question, but I'm also breaking bread with you that night.
Yeah.
You know, it's not conference-y. It's not trade show. It's, you know, let's lock 200 people in the room, parents, athletes, special guests, and our folks, and pour into them over 2 days and set them up for success.
Yeah, you're not doing TPS reports at Smart Tech.
That's right.
That's awesome, man. That's a great story. One day I have to pick your brain more on how you were able to scale a small business and play high-level college football at the same time. I've done both those things, but not simultaneously. I'm going to need some inside information on that. Quickly before you head out, can you just tell us, do you have any information on this House versus the NCAA case? I've seen On3 post a lot about this, and now several of these conferences have unanimously approved a settlement. What information do you have on that?
Yeah, you know, look, that whole space changes by the day, right? And if you look across the board from conference commissioners to the thought leaders in the space, it's actually pretty fascinating because you could go sit down in a room, you know, in a separate office and speak to every single one of them. And from the news reports that would come out, you would think that they're all in agreement and we're going in the right direction. Then you'd go meet with all of them and you'd come out and be like, wow, I just got seven different answers from seven different people. Look, I think we're encroaching on a monumental change in the sport from how the people on the outside would view it. Do I think that is imminent? I don't. Because I think that anything that's monumental up to this point, there's still so much of a hesitancy that's going to shake up and change the sport as we know it. Yeah. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing at all. I'm just saying that there's still too many traditionalists that are afraid to pull that last trigger to truly blow it up. You know, I think we've seen a lot of change up to this point that's just kind of naturally and organically happened. It's been, you know, people afraid of a lawsuit here. It's been people that are afraid to really go down that route over there. And so it's kind of led us to, on the outside, like you said, the Wild West. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're still living in a free market to where you have a price tag, you know, someone's willing to go pay for it, that's what your value is, right? I mean, that's the fundamentals of the society we live in, which makes it so great, right? Now, do people who aren't benefiting that probably call it out and say, this isn't right, this isn't fair, the sport's, you know, dying? Well, those are the same people that said NIL would be the downfall of college sports, and what did we see last season?
You're going to watch.
Well, look at these. I mean, from these TV deals to these conference realignments to, you know, the sport, you know, having more parity and being more enjoyable to watch than it ever has been. Like, so to go back to your point, not to go on a tangent, but, you know, I think as people read these headlines of, you know, getting Congress involved and then, you know, what are these, you know, commissioners talking about? If the goal of it is to think, hey, there is going to be a monumental change, absolutely, in my opinion, I think that is coming. I don't think it's coming soon. It's certainly not, you know, but before the next football season or two.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Blaine?
Yeah, I want to see if you have any thoughts on this. The Jalen Rashada, Florida, Billy Napier thing, what's your overall take on that?
You know, it's hard to say because, you know, none of us were in any of those conversations and none of us, you know, were a part of it. You know, it's very interesting to look at it and see the various involvement of different parties because, truth be told, the various parties being involved in that scenario were very eye-opening because as crazy as people think this era is, you usually don't see that much organized and kind of planned numbers talking at even a lot of the
at
even a lot of the major schools that you guys would think of. I mean, you know, there's scenarios and there's ways to go about this new era of college football. You know, that's, you know, within the lines and you know, is permissible. And so when you read the complaint, I already said it again. I mean, it's like, whoa, like you had head coach being named in a lawsuit from a player at a current SEC school,
a rival SEC school.
And I mean, it really takes you back. And I mean, it's kind of surreal. I mean, it's like today I was reading, you know, a private equity group looking to invest in 5 to 10 athletic departments across the country. It's like, man, like we are really, you know, forming a model to where, you know, everyone always talked about the multi-billion-dollar business that college athletics is. And, you know, what a head coach is really just a CEO of a 200-person organization. Like, man, we've always known these big-time institutions were moneymakers. But, I mean, now you're talking about private equity getting involved. And you know, it's along the same line. I mean, you got a coach who's going to go be on the same field as a guy that just named him in a lawsuit here in 5 months.
Well,
you know, it's just crazy.
Well, Jesse Simonton from On3, we were laughing, tweeted out, and he's exactly right. It's not lost on me the irony that the current backup quarterback at Georgia is suing the current head coach at Florida, and the NCAA can't do anything about it because of a Tennessee winning in the courtroom. I just it's just...
And the crazy thing about it is even if you would, I think, walked back, you know, a year and a half, 2 years ago, I think now everything has gotten to a point where it's like everything's on the table. But like, I would be remiss if I didn't think that Greg Sankey or, you know, even the UGA athletic department alone, you know, in this scenario would be, you know, fine with, you know, having that happen within their conference, having a current conference player suing a current conference coach. And they go play each other this year. Like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, I think they would have been like, hold on, pump the brakes. Like, let's take care of this off the record.
Yeah.
You know, and now it's like, here it is. Like, let's go deal with it. Like, here, it's going to be the largest cocktail party in the South here in a few months. And you got two players that are in a court battle off the field.
Yeah, it's not going to lower the temperature.
At all.
It's just, let's...
No, not at all. But I mean, it just shows the where we are with the sport. But it also shows that, like, man, like, I think people are just kind of ready for something to happen. And you know, there's little dominoes like this. So it's like, you know, that's something that a lot of people were probably pretty hesitant to do. And now that domino's done. And then a lot of people didn't want to talk about how much money they were deploying across their roster every year because, you know, that's a recruiting incentive and all the different things. And then people started making that public. And it took this amount to go win a national championship. And so there's all these little things that are falling. And it's eventually just going to blow up.
Yeah. Well, speaking about blowing up, what you guys are doing in On3 over there is absolutely blowing up, man. It's great stuff. We love having JD and Andy and Jesse and
those
guys on as well. And, you know, Shannon as well. Shout out to our guy, ST. But, man, thanks so much for
coming
by. No
doubt. Can't wait to have y'all boys there next week.
Oh, I know. It's
Except this guy right here.
Yeah, I know. I know. The one week I choose to go on vacation, literally, always something pops up. They're like, hey, you're going to win the lottery on May 29th.
Well, Jake has to go give his allegiance to the country.
That's not... Gosh. You know when they're like, don't smother your little brother.
Like a week and a half out of a year, all the spies get together.
Yeah. Because you know all the spies definitely are going to be in one
look,
spot.
I've seen the animated Disney movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly where they are. Right.
You're not going to have to lay off the bets for a week, huh?
Well, you know.
Not with Bet Online.
Listen, I can go into the bookies.
I've Bet
seen
Online.
Enough, I've seen enough Guy Ritchie
films.
You're
taking it offshore.
Yeah, right. I've seen enough Guy Ritchie films that know where to go. But man, it's so great to
man,
see you. Congrats, brother.
You are the
I
best.
Know next week's going to be awesome.
It's going to be great.
And can't wait to see you.
No doubt. Thanks
Grant Freerking, On3 Elite, On3 Sports. They got everything going on over there. It's going to be a huge event. Will Compton, the Cavender twins, they're going to have more stars than what we have when we look up in the night sky at this place next week on May 28th. But before we get to phone calls, we're going to get to our videos. Blaine, I do want to get to the Booster Club here quickly.
Okay, let's go to, well, Grant, while we have here, let's go to Alex Dixon quickly. He wants to know, as a Tennessee Bull yourself, what's your thoughts on Tennessee this year?
Man, it's going to be a fun season. You know what? I have one game that I cannot wait for. Do you have a guess out of anyone here?
Let me see.
Hold on.
Tennessee.
Hold on. The Alabama game's too easy of a guess. That's too obvious.
You're hosting Alabama. Hosting Florida and Alabama back-to-back.
It's a road game.
Okay.
Give
Georgia
me.
And Athens?
No, give me.
Oklahoma.
You got it.
Oklahoma and Norman.
Yeah.
Josh Heupel's former team.
Dude, that's right.
And you got two new quarterbacks, Winiko and Jackson.
September 21st. Sign me up.
There's so many storylines. It's absolutely crazy.
No, it's going to be fun.
This is going on. But speaking about storylines, if you've got lines, and I'm talking about skin lines, maybe you don't like them, wrinkles, maybe you got crow's feet. David knocked those crow's feet off like he shot at him with a .22.
No more Jeff Bagswell.
Yeah, that's exactly. You were Jeff Bagswell. Genucel Skincare has you absolutely covered, like the way Grant Frerking has the On3 Elite game covered over there. And it's their 25-year anniversary. And right now, all right, if you go to their website, which I'm going to read in one second, you can get an extra 25% off because of Genucel's anniversary. This discount is automatically applied at checkout. It's really easy. And once the sale is gone, it's gone. So order yours right now and get the Genucel jawline treatment for a more contoured, defined jawline. You got that Buzz Lightyear Daniel Jones look going on. That's genucel.com/booster. Now, to sweeten the deal even more, because they always do that, you'll receive a free spa box, two bonus gifts,
spa
and
box.
Free shipping. Spa box, hop to Hobbit. That's genucel.com/booster, GENUCEL.com/booster. All right, we are going to get to phone calls. I swear we're going to get to phone calls and then donations, but we got to get to these Wanna Bet videos.
Okay.
Because, yeah. David, after what you did last week.
It'll never be topped.
And I'm, huh? I just don't think it'll ever be topped.
It's too early in the segment,
it'll never be
guys.
All right, all right. Can we start with mine?
Mine suck.
Can we start?
What you got?
Bad.
Yeah.
Yours are bad. Let's start with mine.
What you got?
All right, here's my first video. It's just the favorite game we all played as kids with a twist. Let's go ahead and watch it.
Run.
She's got no arms. You can't play tag with somebody that has no arms.
I almost sent that one in. I almost sent that one in.
You almost did? All right.
That's a good one.
Now my second one. Wow. I don't know
Again,
how
the
y'all...
The goal is we're trying not to laugh here at his videos.
Let's play this.
Is this
video.
Your second one?
You big
this is my second one. Play it.
Oh, dude. What's your algorithm?
Is that a bug? Yeah, what's your algorithm?
All right. Now, let's move on.
Are you serious?
My third and final video. This one's going to shock you. Skylar, play it.
It's the same video.
What is that?
What is going on, dude? You're weird, bro.
I'm weird.
You're weird.
Is that just the exact same video?
Yes, I want you to see it twice. I had a third one that was the AI talking over Luka Doncic when he's the greatest
good, really good
of all time.
Well done.
But
I'll go second.
What you got over there?
Since David is the one we have to topple. This is the first one when your mom's in your 20s. Just peep that little angry baby over there to the left. Go ahead and run it.
We're getting ripped tonight. R.I.P. the
peas. Peas. It's time to eat your peas. Yes.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, this is scary.
Dude, that's a.
This is the scariest thing I've ever seen.
Look, I see that look every day.
That kid's going to be a villain.
David's got three of them. He calls this
Tuesday.
He's going to
be a villain. All right, next one.
Oh God.
I'm now going to say a phrase that is probably going to trigger a couple of you. Post nut clarity. Nope, sit down. It is no secret that I jerk off 8 or 9 times a day. And I do this because it allows me to be in a constant state of clarity. Okay, someone asked me a business-related question.
How much of my portfolio should be in crypto?
Let me run to the bathroom and get back to you on that.
Who's reviewing Blaine's video?
Uno momento, por favor. 2026 in America, next year in Europe.
Does money make you happy?
Come on. I said business questions only. If you're not in a constant state of post-nut clarity, you're in a constant state of pre-nut delusion.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
All right, play the third one.
Oh, God. All right. Oh, God. Is this Dora?
Do we have the EA one? Oh, here we go. Women just did their esports final. It was pretty cool.
Rocket League?
Run it. Yep.
It's time for the grand final of the Intel Challenge Katowice 2017. We've had a great tournament here.
That was pretty funny.
All right, what do we have today? What do we have today? What's first up? Yeah, here we go. The ultimate setup. Listen how she sets my guy up right here. Play this.
Speak now to our correspondent, Gary O'Donoghue, who's in Minneapolis. And Gary, all eyes on this case.
Yeah, I mean, Rita won.
That's tough. That dude's got ball. I mean, he can look at both end zones at the same time.
He's got all eyes on this.
High seat level.
All right, what's second? Okay, this is the audio book of Where's Waldo. Please play this.
A man with a broken bass drum. A man dropping his trumpet. A woman in a yellow tank top. A woman in a green collared shirt. Waldo.
There he is.
A man in a white...
You got it. You found Waldo.
Oh, God. What's the last one so we can get to call?
Last one.
Oh, no.
She's back.
No.
Encore.
David, no.
She's back.
David, no.
Play this.
Look, you got
that's somebody's grandmother.
You got a fart in mine. Mike. Oh, good God. All right. Can we get to call?
Oh, she's back.
Oh, for the love of God.
I love it. We got a couple call-ins from New Jersey today. Will's on the line in New Jersey.
Oh, good.
Will, right, what's Will. Up?
Well, it finally happened. Somebody had the stones to call in and defend that dump that's 15 minutes
they
away.
Did. Yeah, they did.
They did.
Yeah, well, you know what? I mean, I think it's a testament to just how terrible the city is that the only person that calls in to defend it moved all the way across the country to go live. But you know what? I think here's a fun fact that'll just sum up the city of Philadelphia. The New Jersey Devils, who are the only actual sports team from, you know, with New Jersey in their name, have 3 Stanley Cup titles since 1995. All of the big 4 teams from Philadelphia have a combined 2 titles since 1995. So
wow,
who are the
bad.
Real losers here? I got to imagine it's Philadelphia. And you know what? To Jordan's credit, I'm a NASCAR fan myself. I think we'd get along very well.
Probably.
And you know what? I said everybody in Philadelphia should go to hell. Not everybody from Philadelphia.
This is true.
Jordan,
words matter.
It wasn't even directed to you.
That's caveats. Caveats are important.
Words matter.
Very important.
Well, and I'll also say the other team that had New Jersey in their name is now the Brooklyn Nets, correct? It used to be the New Jersey Nets. Now it's the Brooklyn Nets. So it's just the New Jersey Devils, correct?
That's correct. Those schlubs decided to move up to Brooklyn, and good riddance to them. That's why I'm a Knicks fan.
Will, I swear, Will's one of my favorite calls. Every single week.
You're a gentleman and a scholar.
You are,
yes,
Will.
You are, Will.
Keep being you, bro.
Thanks for calling in. Let's stay in New Jersey and go to Michael. Michael, talk to us.
Come on, Mike.
Mike, you got to come through.
Breathe, Mike.
Can you hear me?
There we go. You got it.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
Jay Breyer in the chat.
What's up?
Call sign Breyer Patch, I guess.
Yeah.
Because why not? Well, of course it is.
Yeah. I watched every episode that you guys moved over to the Daily Wire. And I never got into college sports until y'all. But, you know, with that being said, I wish there was a little bit more NFL talk. But, like, I get it. I'm just from the tri-state, so that's all
we
got.
Yeah. We'll do it. Well, you know how we do once we get closer to football.
Yeah. And, you know, I also just wanted to give you guys your flowers now because the only time men get their flowers is usually at their funerals. So
yeah, that's also a great point.
I appreciate all the way you guys do. I stopped watching ESPN because of all their crap and wokeness, and you guys stepped up at the perfect time.
Well, Mike, we appreciate that.
Yeah. And I appreciate how you guys interact with the Booster Club, like on social media and in the chats. I remember on one of the first episodes, I was like, who the heck is Baby Cohn? And you guys freaked out, and Cohn pulled up his phone screensaver and showed me his
Ace
kid.
Money.
So.
Yes, he's already 7'3" now.
There he is.
Incredible.
Well, hey, Mike, what NFL team? What's your squad?
Oh, I'm a Giants fan.
Higantes.
Yeah.
Nice. Believe in Daniel Jones or not. Yeah, thumbs up
Might
or thumbs down.
Might be a rough
down.
Year, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a Jones guy. I think he needs to have a chance.
So you're Jonesing. I can respect that. And, you know, we'll dive in the NFL once we get to our – God, I mean, shoot, it'll be here in a couple weeks. We won't start doing our – it's easier for me, in my opinion, to start the NFL predictions earlier than it is for college because mm-hmm. fall camp runs – so not that the NFL teams aren't practicing, but fall camp runs so close to when the season starts. So we're going to get there,
I promise. People don't realize how tough it is just for the even for the show to divvy out the amount of time we spend on each sport.
No, for sure.
Like, I mean, it's impossible to make everybody –
Yeah. Yeah,
it's impossible to make everybody.
But happy. Michael, we appreciate you, buddy.
We love having that problem.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, but it's tough.
Go ahead.
Hey, last thing. For all the crap that Blaine gets for saying my name. Oh my dog. For all the crap that Blaine gets to say my name wrong, he actually gets it correct. All right, guys.
Hey, appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike.
Wow, Blaine gets a compliment on his
Michael, thanks so much
Someone
for calling, man.
Blaine, maybe he needs those sometimes. You know? He's getting crapped on 24/7.
Hey, we love you.
Hey.
You're
didn't feel genuine when he said that.
Let the dirt just shower over you.
Thanks for calling in, Michael, and thanks for watching every episode since we came over. We appreciate that,
Hell
man.
Yeah, dude.
All right, let's go to Georgia and talk to Linda. Linda, where in Georgia are you?
I'm in North Georgia in Dahlonega.
Yeah, okay. Love it.
Hey, guys. Such an honor to speak with you. It must be Flower Day. I've got some flowers for you guys as well. David, I wanted to thank you for your get off the lawn yesterday. For Mr. Harrison, Oatner, that was so great.
Yes, ma'am.
Also, dittoing a previous caller, you're such a class act. Congratulations on your beautiful family. What a loving husband and father you are. We need more of you. And Jake, I love your quick wit, your references. I'm nearly 60 years old, and I even get them.
Oh, good. So. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. So, the main thing I love about you, though, Jake, I've heard you say several times that when you were coaching, you everything was based on what was best for your players. And I think that's going to set you up to be a great father. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you got to be tough, and sometimes you got to coach them up. So I think that's going to be a great experience for you. Wow. And Mr. Blaine, Slayman.
Yeah, hey.
Hopefully it's not a violation of contract to call Blaine Slayman's book on the Thursday.
No, you're good.
Anyway. All right, well. I love sports and humor, and I think humor is so important to everything. And so, Blaine, I love your one-line fingers. You're epic, and I love your heart. I think you've got a heart. I don't think you like the show, but I think you've got a good heart.
Yeah, he does.
Don't tell anybody that.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he's not the tin man.
He tries so hard.
But,
that
Linda,
exterior shell.
Thank you so much for saying those nice things.
I wanted to, at first when I heard about the time change, I was a little disappointed because I had a routine set up at the 12 o'clock hour to lunch and listen to you guys. But when I heard Pat from Texas's call, I had such a sense of peace about it because I agree with her. I think it would be great for you guys to be heard all over the country. So I love her heart. But the main reason I wanted to call, I thought, Linda, come on, we adapt or die. And it's not that serious, but adapting and dying is for some of our folks in our country who are in the military. Mm-hmm. And so some of these men and women are all over the world away from their families and putting themselves in harm's way. When they sign up for the military, they are literally putting their lives on the line. And I wondered if Jake could give one of his phenomenal motivational speeches for not only our active military, but also the young men and women who are our country's ROTC programs in high school and colleges.
Yeah.
I believe Auburn had a good ROTC program, but also the young men and women who serve in our service academies. It's a tough road to hoe, keeping up with academics or military studies and exercises. And if they're an athlete, that's even more challenging. I attended a military college in North Georgia in Dahlonega, so I remember being all snug in my bed when the cadets would run by at our dorms at 6 a.m. in the morning. So they make a lot of sacrifices, too. But I thought as Memorial Day approaches, it would be so meaningful for Jake to provide words of acknowledgement of those who gave all. I get a little emotional, sorry, to serve in gratitude for them and for those who served and are currently serving. So Thank you for the time, guys. Love your show. Please keep up the good work. Just love you all.
We love you too. Great call. Thanks so much for that call. And I tell you what, when we get through calls, I will give that motivational speech when we get through bets at the
Thank
end.
You, Linda.
Thank
that
you
was
so
amazing.
Much, Linda. That was great.
All right, let's go to Dakota in Virginia. Dakota, what's going on?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, dude?
Oh, not much, man. Out here working. So I'm a first-time listener, long-time caller.
Okay, nice.
So
I see what you did.
I'm a big Texas A&M fan.
Yeah.
And I think I speak for all of us that my childhood or my inner child is praying that this new college football game is going to be worth it.
Okay. We all are, Dakota. Yeah, I thought this is you're
I
about to shoot a flaming arrow through Blaine's heart.
A&M fan calls in.
And I would be totally here 100% for it. Here's what I'm saying, Dakota. He's going to be negative about it. Blaine's going to be negative about it because that's just his nature. And that's in your nature, too. But at the end of the day, I am optimistic. I am hoping. Have we figured out if the cross-platforming is only you can't play PC with, but you can play Xbox?
You cannot cross-plat on Online Dynasty from PlayStation Xbox.
As far
Are you serious?
As I know, I'm pretty sure the game's not even on
so
this PC.
Is,
I think it's just on console.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
so
you're
So it's
right
no cross-platforming.
This is the thing that's weird to me when it comes to that. If you go back and you look at the Madden games, I'm pretty sure they added cross-platforming later after the Madden game came out to the Ultimate franchises.
Why?
But it makes no sense because if you can cross-platform Online Dynasties back in the day, like you could, why can't we do that now? You can say they added later, but there's certain subtleties that are coming out that are just making me worry.
Like, I'm not understanding how we can shoot a missile and land it in a donut hole from here to Iran, but we can't play against each other in Online Dynasties on the game you took away from us for almost a decade between Xbox and PlayStation. All right, you know what?
Right, right.
Let's just let Elon do it. Elon do it.
Yeah, right. Right. I got one more thing for you. So, yes, I'm a big Texas A&M fan, but since I'm so close to Harrisonburg, Virginia, I also support the Dukes. And so I'm curious how y'all are going to decide who from the Booster Club is going to be a part of the Booster Club.
Dynasty?
The Dynasty, yeah.
We're going to have to do a raffle or something. To figure that out. We've actually been kind of spitting that back and forth. We still got a little time before the game comes out, but we'll let you know. We're going to have to do something like that because there's so many people are going to want to sign up. You can only have 32.
We're going to have to do multiple Booster Club Online Dynasties.
Well, we'll have to do that, but we have to find a way. We'll put science and math together, everything apparently EA Sports didn't do between Xbox and PlayStation. But Dakota, me and you can hope together. Maybe they'll figure it out, bud.
Thank you, Dakota. All right, y'all.
You guys have a good one.
You too, man.
Thanks, man. We got three callers left. Let's go 10 seconds each, all right? Sure. Everybody say their piece. William, we're going to start with you in Alabama. You got 10 seconds, man. What's up?
All right. Good afternoon, guys. I'll jump right into it.
Thanks for the disc golf.
Super duper.
Yes.
I appreciate that you liked it, and that's what I'm going to talk about real quick because you guys were super duper wrong on what the disc was. So
it's a Frisbee.
That is what we call a mid-range.
Mid-range. Okay. Okay. So that's your, seven iron?
Like a seven iron.
Yeah, okay. Right.
It's compared to something like a seven iron. It can kind of do everything, short drives, long up shots, that sort of thing.
Gotcha.
And that's
Eagle McMahon's signature disc is what you have there.
I love it. And it's literally sitting right there next to the board of Truth, Life, Love, and Loss.
So there's different weight to different discs.
Yeah. Yeah. You have putters. I've played this before. You have putters, a driver. Like it's.
What's the heaviest?
The putter, right?
Well, they'll all stay in the same weight range.
Okay.
But you have different thicknesses of rims. So putters, approach discs, mid-ranges, fairway drivers, control drivers, distance drivers.
Gotcha. William, thanks so much, buddy.
Thank you, William.
Not me.
Appreciate it, man.
Guys.
All right, Hayden in Illinois, you got 10 seconds. What's up, Hayden?
favorite Illinois Seminole here. I got one piece for all three of you guys, and then I'm just going to shoot them off, and you guys just kind of respond how you see fit.
Hit it.
Jake,
A couple weeks ago, you were telling me, I think Cristobal's got it. I think Miami's going to beat Florida State. So, therefore, I'm going to let you put your money where your mouth is. And if Miami wins, I will buy a Crane & Co. t-shirt. If Florida State wins, you either send me a Crane & Co. t-shirt or a PS5 so I can win the new game. Kind of similar price range. So,
yeah, it'll be the shirt. It'll be the shirt.
Okay. Also, Blaine, last night I watched Lady Ballers. You wanted to know who was the Badger humping. So my question to you would be, and all of you guys, however you choose to respond, if the Badgers this year were to ethereally hump a team they should not beat, would it be Oregon or Alabama?
I hope they hump the shit out of Alabama.
You hope it's
Alabama?
I don't
think you have the right character.
Oh, what? No.
Yeah, David wondered.
I'm the one that has Badger PTSD.
I thought that was just in general.
Well, I had to live
with David, that Badger.
David.
Yes, that's all right.
David. Sorry, I'm reading. Blaine's piece was mint chocolate chip. That's all I had for Blaine.
Yeah, we love mint chocolate chip.
It's terrible. It's mediocre. Let's get over it.
Great stuff, Hayden. It'll be the shirt.
Okay.
Thank you, Hayden.
Appreciate it, man.
A+ for your call-in. D- for understanding 10 seconds. Keaton in Omaha, you got 10 seconds, man. What's going on?
All right, real quick, two questions. One, are you guys coming to Omaha for the College World Series? Two, how long is Dylan Raiola's leash for Nebraska this year? They start 1-4, maybe even 1-5. Do they pull him or do they let him develop throughout the year?
My opinion, second question first, if he struggles early, they're going to put the backup in, who actually threw the ball better than what, you know, it looks a lot better than he did the year before, but I don't see that happening. Number two, please, I hope, because I love Omaha.
Dylan's a future.
Want to go to Omaha? No leash. Leash.
No leash.
That's the savior. That's,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's, he walks on water up there.
No flex zone. How about that? All right.
Great calls today. I'm excited about it.
All right. Regular can of backer, you says?
Yeah, no
who says I.
All right,
says
yesterday, 0-2, but who cares?
Did anybody hit a bet yesterday?
No, not
God.
Me.
All right, so we're going to Nerfies because I don't care and I'm dead inside.
You?
So the Giants, Pittsburgh, Nerfie, -125. Yankees, Mariners, Nerfie, -130.
All right, please, well, God, the first one didn't. Season. First one right. didn't hit.
Did it didn't hit?
Yeah.
You already checked it?
Yeah.
Well, that's why it's Murphy. They messed
look,
up.
He's it quite literally can't get any worse than yesterday. Yeah. All right.
Shit.
Stars money line at home -130. Let's figure it out. And then Paul Skeens today on the mound over 7.5 Ks +100.
All right. Let's look at this real quick. I want to know
what are you looking at?
Paul Skeens 3 Ks.
How long?
Is he out?
Yeah.
He only struck out. He struck out the first seven.
Hey, don't tell us the results.
He struck out the first seven the other day. And we're only getting 3 Ks.
Would y'all rather? Let me ask you this. This is a new time show. It's just a little bit different. I know we're getting used to it. Would y'all rather just keep these bets for today?
No.
Or just change bets, and so people can actually bet them, and we use them.
Yes, because it started in the
show. So I would because I went 1-1 on the.
All right, you're right. X that. X that.
I think you're right.
Scratch Skeens.
Scratch Skeens. Scratch my that one. So scratch yours too.
Yeah, I went 1-1 anyways.
All right, I'll post mine. I'll post mine. I'm going to keep the second one.
Hey, we're learning.
I'll take Stars -130 and pick something else later.
Yeah. We're learning. So those aren't my bets for today, guys. All ace right. money in them.
What's aces? Does it, we have aces or no? We're going to scratch his too.
There it is.
Celtics -8.5.
There you go.
And then, guessing that's Georgia Southern College.
You don't have to guess.
-115.
That's what's going
on. Well, Georgia State.
No.
David,
no.
You don't get that.
Watch your mouth.
You don't get that. You can't triple stamp a double stamp. All right, I got a motivational speech to give. Play that music. I want to come out from behind the chair. Play the music. Oh. What's up? First off, on a serious note, everybody that's serving, we appreciate you. Serving like Kyrie Irving on here. Swerving like Kyrie Irving. Regardless, Marines, doesn't matter. Air Force, ROTC, you guys are the real champs. Y'all the real pros. I think Kevin Durant would even call y'all the real MVPs. We fought wars. We've won wars. Back-to-back World War champs. Watch your mouth.
Yes, son.
That shirt in London. You want me to tell him, son?
Tell him, son.
I'll tell him, son. You mess with America, you mess with the eagle, baby. And we're flying from from sea to shining sea. If I can say those words right. But we do appreciate y'all. We love y'all. Everybody that serves, everybody that plans on serving. Without you guys, we couldn't do any of this. And that's why being able to say what we think and having our opinion without being afraid to say it is so important, because you guys are putting your life on the line. We ought to be able to put our opinions on the line. All right.
Yeah. Come see me.
Yeah.
Come see me about it.
Yeah, she, him. Also, shout out Will Miles real quick. Sent us this Florida preview. Great stuff. Florida versus the world. It's pretty dope, is it not?
I don't know. Wow. Florida versus
Will Miles,
backup Georgia's quarterback.
Yeah, it's Florida versus, you better beat Miami or you're going to be backing up a U-Haul truck to Billy Napier's house.
All right, let's get to some donations here. If you donated today, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Let's start off with a $20 donation from Blaining Dragon.
Blaining Dragon. That's a new one.
Epic name.
I like that name.
Off topic, daily listener here, and heard someone yesterday about figurines for y'all's merch. I make super realistic 3D printed figurines and would love to show y'all and help out as a booster club member.
Yeah, so our buddy Steve, we're trying to get action figures made. I don't know why I can't talk today. Enunciate. Let's go. Ease. It's like Joe Biden up here. We got to make sure we can send pictures to people. I know that sounds weird when I put it like that, but we'll find a way.
Appreciate the donation.
Yeah, thanks for the donation.
$20 donation from MJ Breyer, who called in today. Thanks for taking my call today. Sorry about my dog barking. I just wanted to say that Blaine says my name right. The time slot is fire, and go Yankees.
Yeah.
Screw Philly, and thanks, fellas.
I can accept that. And if you don't want your dog to bark, make him laugh of deliciousness with Canine Salute treats.
Yes. Well done. Well done. What a transition. let's go to a $5 donation from a resident Phillies fan, Ryan Gade. I'm not worried about my Phillies regressing too much. Obviously, we can't keep at the pace we're on now, but I don't see the Phils falling off a cliff. Hashtag Jake sucks. Hashtag Jake's super gay.
Yeah, well, guess what? That's what people say right before they fall off a cliff.
Well, I added both those hashtags.
I'm sure you would.
$5 donation from Freeway Jared. Wife's starting last week of radiation. Next week.
Let's go.
Gets to ring the bell next Friday.
Let's go.
Yes.
Can we get a motivational speech from her favorite Gonzaga hater?
Yeah, play that. Play that. God, I wish you put her name on there.
Send in the video, though.
Yeah. Cancer? I was more worried about the cancer when you got it, because it had to take on you. And we all know who was going to win that battle. Whether it's a bell, whether it's Quasimodo ringing it, or you ringing it, you are always going to ring it, because you're a fighter. And you may be a Gonzaga fan, and I understand that. I like Mark Few. Has he had a few too many and then got behind the wheel sometimes? That's a story for another day. But I do like when you guys are tougher than you normally are, and you were last year, and I respect it. But most importantly, regardless of who you root for, we're rooting for you. Mm-hmm. Keep it up. Prayer sent. Congratulations on kicking cancer's ass.
Hell yeah. All right, let's go to a $5 donation from Becky. Big weekend in Indianapolis with the Indy 500 plus the Pacers game. Have any of you ever been to the Indy 500, a.k.a. the greatest spectacle in racing? I want to go so
Good Ranchers
bad.
Is going to be
Good
there.
Good Ranchers is going to be
Good
there.
Good Ranchers is going to be there.
Hashtag find
My
a way.
My niece's
Support the Penske and Good Ranchers car.
Yes.
A $10 donation from Christopher Jordan, also known as CJ Jake. Can I get an inspirational speech? My daughter Isabel graduates from Smith Station tonight and going to Auburn in the fall. Hate the Panthers.
He said Smith Station?
Hate the Panthers. Love the Tigers.
Yeah. I'm like Inky Johnson right
quickly,
now.
Quickly.
All right, play it real quick. Congrats, grad. How many times can I say the word grad? I don't know. I'm grad that I went on the show with your pops the other day. And listen, I love Smith Station. I love Region 3. We represent here. Auburn, Opelika, Smith Station, Central Phoenix City. Hell, when I was in school, Enterprise and Dothan and Northview were in our region. That's a trip down memory lane. But congratulations, it's the next step. Graduate from the next one. Then you may have one more to get your master's. And then you're Dunzo the Clown, which means you can laugh at the school bus when it drives by, because I know I do.
Love it. Let's go to a $10 donation from Spencer Nawalis. Will BYU make a bowl game? Why the hell is the BYU-Utah game not on Rivalry Week?
Yeah.
And when y'all coming to Provo?
First of all, I would love to come to Provo. I don't know why the Holy War is not on Rivalry Week, and I do think BYU makes a bowl game. I don't know why, but I like BYU. I just don't know why I always have.
$5 donation from David S. Off topic, but you guys know that all access is blocking words that contain the letter A.
Well, I think we all know why. There is a problem with that.
All right, $2 donation from SGR. Yes, please show only future bets. I'm glad we got that worked out.
Yeah, we got that worked out. So, same, but different.
Same. All right, poll.
Poll.
What is better? Lord of the Rings.
Oh, wow.
Star Wars.
We're doing that today?
Or Harry Potter.
We're doing that today?
See, this is a long
for 30 years, I would have said Star Wars. I may go Lord of the Rings.
I'm going to go Harry Potter, 37%.
Really? Give me Lord of the Rings, 35%.
Harry Potter, 13%.
13%?
Star Wars.
Ew.
Star Wars, 37%. Lord of the Rings,
50%. Wow.
I think a lot of it has to do with Star Wars lately.
Can I have your card?
Be kind of trash. Not the best throw. It had more on it than I
expect better from you. Athlete, not mathlete. Hey, we appreciate you guys. Appreciate Grant Furking from On3. Go check that out. Check out all the shows there, too. They do a fantastic job. Thanks to BetOnline, ZBiotics, and go get you some of those new next-gen Jeremy's razors. That commercial was absolutely fire, and I'm not talking about the flamethrower. But like the chances of me ever betting an NBA game straight up again, we're going. Here it goes.
Oh no.
Gone.
Weak attempt.
Right in the foss.
Right in the foss.